Chris Keeler. I'm a district director for the Farm Service Agency.
Okay, Chris, tell me what you are here at the sustainability thing for the Almond Board, talking about something that growers need to know fairly soon, coming up in June.
Yeah, there's a new requirement. It was part of the most recent farm bill that that affects crop insurance recipients. Basically, all crop insurance recipients who have a subsidized premium will be required to certify compliance with the conservation compliance provisions of the farm bill. And by that, we mean that they're not draining wetlands and that they're not annually tilling highly erodible land. So it's a fairly simple process. They have to make a certification. There is some grandfathering provisions for crop insurance people that the date is to February in 2014. So if they haven't drained wetlands after that point in time, they should be in compliance. But they have to certify to that effect on a form and submit it to the Farm Service Agency office so that the database can be coded correctly.
And that is coming up fairly quickly, June 1st.
Yeah, June 1st is the deadline to have these certifications in place. And so crop insurance folks need to make sure they get that in there. And if they have affiliates in their partnerships or corporations or farming entities that also farm separately, those folks would have to also certify compliance.
And you said there's quite a bit of those accounts here in the Central Valley.
Yeah, in the Central Valley, there's, from the oranges, pistachios, almonds, walnuts, the grape folks. I mean, we have a large number of growers that are impacted by this that aren't your traditional USDA program participants. We figure somewhere between 6 and 10,000 folks up and down the Central Valley should be coming in our doors to certify with this conservation compliance.
With people who have permanent crops, it's really, you said it's kind of painless. You just need to get certified.
Yeah, absolutely. If your only USDA benefit is crop insurance and you're growing a permanent crop, it's a very simple abbreviated certification. And it doesn't involve setting up farm records and doing any mapping or any analysis of the soils on your land. If, however, you do farm open ground and have other, USDA-type benefits, then it's going to be a little more involved. You have to visit the office and establish your farm records, and we have to take a look at the soils, et cetera. Many people who do obtain crop insurance already are in the USDA system, so there's a third of them that have already complied over time because they participate in other programs. But there's many who only participate in crop insurance, so this will be a first time for them.
Last thing you mentioned in there was that there are some almond growers you have kind of run into some issues with, and that's a big deal.
Yeah, because of the economics of growing almonds, we've seen a lot of folks try to develop new land, principally along the foothills. We're seeing areas that weren't traditionally farmed that maybe had vernal pool wetlands, and that land now has been converted to establish orchards. That could be an issue. In fact, if that conversion was made after February of 2014, it is an issue. They may have to mitigate if they want to remain eligible for their crop insurance subsidized premium.